This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
KER Politics, love doing it this week. It's not quite as easy right now as it was for me in the past. Google C-Diff, C-D-I-F-F, and you'll see the wonderful affliction that I've got. They don't even give you good medication. That's the only thing that pisses me off. I don't even get good drugs, and I can't drink any alcohol whatsoever. Having said that, KER Politics this week is going to be really interesting because I'm going to be relying on some friends of mine, specifically Jim McKinney, Larry Amernick, and, of course, my friend Chris Temple. Got Jim on the line right now. Jim is in South Carolina. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. Enjoying the beach.
Enjoying the beach. Well, I'm enjoying sitting in a dark house wearing a catheter. Anyway, having said that, I have an article in front of me right now. It's called Trump's Treasonous Traitor Summit, or How Liberals Learn to Stop Worrying and Love the New McCarthyism. That really is what we seem to have right now. It is amazing to me what's going on. I can't opine a lot other than to give some off-the-cuff replies, which I will. But I'd like to know, Jimmy, what you think about all of this.
Well, I guess it's interesting to me that how much people are clinging to this idea and using this to political goals and ends in order to undermine this administration.
Can I tell you something? Just break in here real quick.
Yes,
An observation. The Clinton administration political savvy is absolutely brilliant. The Clinton savvy, what the Clintons are doing, dirty tricks, et cetera, is absolutely brilliant.
I've never
seen this happen in the United States of America, my country.
It is amazing how many people are manipulating this information. And I think the Clintons, I think a lot of people are just clinging to this idea that somehow this present administration is somehow treasonous. So they're looking at every angle. But the
treasonous? Holy shit. I mean, excuse me. I'm sorry, CFS, I said that. I promised I wouldn't be using that kind of language anymore. But, you know, and I won't. And I have to say, as a Christian, that's not the right thing to do. But I have to say that it is amazing to me. I mean, we have diffused the situation in North Korea. We've got a great economy going. Black unemployment is at an all-time low right now. What more could the folks want?
Well, it has nothing to do with rational thought. This is all about politics. It's all about trying to taint and push this agenda. And I will tell you, it almost looks to me as if the administration, the Trump administration, purposely set the timing up for this towards the end of the primary season to throw this one big last hurrah for those Russian haters and this entire complete, you know, crazy accusations that are going around by both the Never Trumpers and the hardcore progressives to divert from their policies. But what it's doing, it seems to me, is really alienating the middle ground and pushing the left farther to the left. We're seeing it all the time. So there's no other real justification for this type of angst or animosity. The couple of comments, I mean, I watched the press conference. The couple of comments in the press conference were, hey, I'm trying to negotiate here. Let's try to get through this. I don't want to, you know, let's don't undermine it. And people have spun off that into this crazy, radical accusation that, in fact, somehow he's going to undermine our principles. But the reality is, we got to talk with them. The Russians are not good guys. I don't think there's anybody believes that they're good people. But we definitely need to talk with them, and we need to get them get the reality back into the relationship. And what's the other option for people that are out there screaming that they want to go to war with Russia? What is the answer for these people on the left that are absolutely screaming this is treason and you're giving up bad negotiating techniques? Let's see what happens between now and November.
No, we can't do that. We can't wait and see what happens, because we know now. We know right now that he is a Russian pawn.
Right. That's exactly the spin. And it's funny to watch. It's actually funny to watch the media.
Hilarious.
I think it's just continued to spin them into a frenzy that's going to cost them. I think it's going to cost them. So my opinion, my view is that the farther this administration pushes people to the left, the less likely the middle ground in America is going to support progressivism. And this Russian accusation stuff, it can't stick. There's no real depth to it. We know that. We know that it was what happened with the FBI, with the investigation. We know who actually was negotiating and working with the Russians in order to taint the Trump administration. And it was not. It was the Clinton team. It was not anybody on the Trump team.
Now, Jim, I just want to get one thing straightened out here. I want to know for a fact. I've been away from the press for a while, so I've got to rely on you and other folks. And Jim, I do rely on you. How do we know for a fact that the perpetrators were the Clintons?
Well, okay, so the Clinton campaign hired Perkins Coie law firm out of Seattle to pay Fusion GPS to pay Christopher Steele, the British intelligence officer, to prepare a dossier that has been unfounded and set clearly, even by James Comey, has been unverified. We know that trail. And there is absolute factual evidence and congressional testimony that happened. Then the Steele dossier set in motion the Peter Strzok signature for the investigation to go after the Trump administration. And we know that there were people that were absolutely being paid by the FBI to infiltrate and to gather information on the Trump campaign even prior to the initiation of that investigation. That's all been documented at this point, and there you can find it. So we know that the people both in the FBI and in the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration had orchestrated some sort of effort to taint them with this Russian scandal, and the Trump administration with this Russian scandal. And they are doing everything they can to deflect from that reality. And this, the accusations of treason, the undermining the country, they're going to fade. In a week or two, they're going to find something else, you know, and they're going to be stuck with, oh, we want to destroy the border security and law enforcement. We want to get rid of ICE. We want to, we want free college. We want universal health care. And they're going to be stuck with that in this campaign, because they are rushing. Progressives are rushing and Democrats are rushing to the left. And I think it's to their demise, because the average American is like, Venezuela doesn't look good to me. The Soviet Union didn't look good to me. Socialism is failing everywhere, and I think that's the long-term game here. And again, it's almost as if the Trump team put together this meeting with Putin at this time in order to even force that bigger divide for the primaries and the far extremists to win in primaries when they get to the November election. I predict they're going to not do anywhere near as well as the blue wave they predicted last year.
Jimmy, give me the final word on this one. My final word is this. When you have the progressives who are all, for the most part, my observation, you know, pretty well-heeled people, to say the least, Bill Gates, etc., on and on and on. And I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm saying they're well-heeled people. They want to protect their decisions. The other supporters happen to be people who are definitely not well-heeled, but they're part of what I would call the something-for-nothing crowd. And it's amazing, because the liberals have played into both of these people's hands, the well-heeled and the something-for-nothing, and they got them eating out of their hand right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. Jimmy's got to go back to his family in the Carolinas. Big Al's got to go back and lie down.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. Got my good friend Larry Emmerich on the line with me right now. Larry, when you and I talked on Monday, I was pretty down on our president. I was pretty down on our president after I had spent probably half an hour reading what I would call the conventional media, which I think is a crock of you-know-what. I am back very definitely in his corner, and I want to tell you why. We're talking about that, pretty much devoting the entire show this weekend to why we support Donald Trump. Start out with Jim McKinney, going to get some help also from you and then from Chris Temple. The reason, quite frankly, Larry, that I'm behind him is I know now, after having read press clippings and basically very, very close diaries of what's gone on minute by minute, he is not getting anywhere near a fair shake in the media. I can give you example upon example upon example. The Week magazine came out just this morning with a special missive to people like me who subscribe, basically saying Trump is screwing the country. When he was in Scotland, he stayed at his own resort, charged the government to stay there, charged the government for his son Jared to be there, or son-in-law, I'm sorry, to be there with him, and that he ought to be investigated and thrown in jail. That was a quote out of the missive that came from the Week magazine. Real fair, isn't it? What about the results? What about the positive results that came out of this thing? They don't seem to want to talk about that, do they?
Well, we don't know if there are any positive results that came out of Trump's European trick. We just have no idea. And that's the problem. It's not a matter, he's never going to have a good press. Just make that an a priori. It doesn't matter. There will never be a good press report in the Washington Post or New York Times ever written about Donald Trump, even after he dies. It's just not going to happen. It's irrelevant. But it's also being fair to state that we have no idea if Trump's European meetings bore any fruit. It made a lot of news reports, but we don't even know whatever happened in his meeting with Vladimir Putin. We have no idea. As a matter of fact, there was a report this morning that I read off the wires that said that the top brass of the Joint Chiefs were not briefed on what happened in that meeting. So, you know, as far as we know, they went and talked, but we have no idea what came out of that meeting. And as for his meetings with NATO, it was just a meeting. Nothing has happened. You know, we don't know the results of any of this, nor do we know what the hell he wants. And that's the problem. There's a real separation between what he does and what he says. And you can make a claim for what he does has been pretty good for the United States and for the economy. But what he says, generally, it's somewhat hurtful. And you have to be honest about it.
You definitely have to be honest about it. Larry, I'd like you to elaborate on one thing for me. And I know this is a bit of a question out of left field for you. Supposedly during the Obama administration, the United States interfered in the elections in Israel.
And in Russia.
I'm sorry?
And in Russia in 2011.
Let's talk about Israel first. I'm really interested in that.
Okay.
How did the U.S. and the Obama administration interfere in the election in Israel?
Well, in 2014, right before the year, 6 months before the election in 2015, the United States basically sent over Obama's top political honchos to help an NGO, a political organization that was set up to make sure that Bibi Netanyahu did not get reelected. And the front was that it was an Israeli group. In reality, it was American money from the State Department and American advisors. And basically, they basically set up to smear Netanyahu and try to attempt to tell the Israeli public not to re-elect Netanyahu. And they failed miserably.
Oh, obviously they failed miserably, yeah. Do you think Netanyahu is good for Israel, Larry? And I know this is totally off the subject, but...
Do I think what? Excuse me?
Do you think that Netanyahu is good for Israel?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's been the longest standing prime minister that Israel has ever had, longer than Ben-Gurion. And if there were election tomorrow, he'd be reelected.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. The Israeli situation is a situation that is very, very tenuous in the sense that you love them or you hate them, and there's no question about that. I mean, some of the comments that we got on the blog about Israel were just absolutely terrible, I have to say. You know, are they good guys or bad guys? Well, they're a football team that right now and since their inception have very definitely been playing on the defensive. They're not anywhere near being on the offensive right now. Having said that, Larry, I have to say that in light of what's going on right now with the press, Larry and I did talk about this in a daily editorial here that I'm going to put up as soon as we're done recording this one. But Trump is not even getting a fair shake right now. Not even getting a fair shake. You know, a good example of what happened this week, in my opinion, was when a rowdy news person in the audience was basically being, I would have to say, unruly. And he wanted Trump to recognize him, and Trump said no. They took Trump's no totally out of context, and we only found out after the fact that his no referred specifically to the fact, not to the question that this guy or gal was supposedly asking, but referred to the fact that he wasn't going to recognize him. We're down to about a minute, Larry. Talk about that. That was a pretty big deal this week, in my opinion.
Well, Trump and the press are at war with each other, period. There are very few news reporters that give him a fair shake. Generally, there are some editorial reporters in the Wall Street Journal and then a few other reporters sprinkled around the country that will talk about what he's doing fairly. But basically, it's Trump derangement syndrome all the way.
Trump derangement syndrome all the way. I think they've been given the marching orders from the publishers of the various newspapers. And Larry, I have to tell you one thing. I find that to be more than just a little bit sad. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Do listen to the daily editorial that I did with Larry on Thursday. We're going to be right back with Chris Temple.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, I'm not even going to go into the trite comment. Yes, I will. The trite comment is this is the best movie that I've ever seen in my life. Got Chris Temple on the line right now. You know, I got to tell you, I owe this guy. This guy is a genius. He is incredibly well informed, etc., etc., etc. He said a long time ago, made a comment that was repeated again today, Wednesday, and that comment was that the Democrats can't get over the fact that they lost the election. They lost the election fairly and squarely. They would disagree with that. But anyway, having said that, what does Steve Bannon have to say about that today?
Well, Al, just before you and I are talking, I was listening to bits and pieces of this Delivering Alpha program that CNBC has had running all day. Numerous guests of all kinds. I hope we get to talk about Larry Kudlow and what he said this morning about trade, because it's exactly what I've laid out in our discussions about the different priorities where trade is concerned. But what Steve Bannon said, you know, a lot of people don't like him. He is an extremely smart, extremely well-read guy. He is the last guy in the world that if you're one of these people with Trump derangement syndrome and you're incapable in the first place of having a reasoned conversation, you sure don't want to be with this guy because he'll destroy you. The guy is thoughtful. He doesn't always agree with Trump, certainly not with his mannerisms. He was critical in several respects. But one of the things he pointed out that has really poisoned the whole discourse in our country right now is that, and I'm characterizing what he said, since 2:30 in the morning, you know, Wednesday morning after the election, and it was official that Donald Trump had been elected president, the Democrat Party and the deep state and the never Trumpers, they all want a do-over. And they don't want to wait until the midterm election. They want a do-over every day, and they're going to do it in the press, they're going to do it on their blogs, they're going to do it everywhere, by lying, mischaracterizing. You can legitimately disagree, and there are things to legitimately disagree with the Trump administration on, but they're being downright hysterical about it. And one of the things that I've said a few times is if a few things go right between now and Election Day, the Democrat Party is going to talk themselves right out of what normally is a political victory for the party out of power in a president's first midterm election. And it's because they have made themselves ever less credible to the American people. What is commonly called flyover America. You look at the Democrats recently, and of course this is before the poll numbers got hit again recently with everybody just unloading unmercifully on Trump over his meeting with President Putin in Helsinki. But you had polls showing that we're up to a third of Democrats now approve of the job he's doing on the economy. They're more optimistic about things. So, I mean, this Trump opposition, multifaceted as it is, it has become increasingly hysterical, deranged. People talk about McCarthyite tactics. This is being practiced by the people who used to be the targets of that.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, Chris. What I have to say is that whatever happened to principles, whatever happened to honesty, whatever happened to fair play, you know, I mean, we always knew that Bill Clinton was about as dishonest as anybody could be. We always knew that probably Hillary allegedly falls into that category, no question about that. But I've never seen it taken to this extreme ever, Chris. And I pray to God that this thing gets... I pray to God that Jim McKinney was correct in the first statement when he said they're playing right into the conservatives' hands.
Well, it could be the case. As I just said, we'll see what happens. Again, a lot of things have to go right. The economy will probably stay strong through the election. The stock market may and probably as well. If a few things that we're starting to sniff out this week come about where there are some breaks in the trade issues between chiefly Europe and even Mexico is being talked about all of a sudden now, that may turn out well. And Trump can go into the midterms having successfully brought at least some of these trading partners to the table, gotten them to agree to either lower or no tariffs worldwide, more trade, less tariffs, no subsidies. He can say, I told you so. Middle America will feel better still. And the Republicans will do very, very well. And the Democrats will be sorry that they turned against a guy who, and don't never forget this, folks, it was more Democrats over recent years than Republicans that were continually railing against the deindustrialization of America, the loss of American jobs to coolie labor in China and elsewhere, and all the rest of this stuff. And you have the first president probably in my lifetime that actually is going to do something about it for more than 5 minutes. He's going to go to the mat on it. He's not turning back. He's not giving up. And these people want to complain about that? It's no wonder they're increasingly marginalizing and making fools of themselves in front of anybody who still has half a capacity to think.
Well, I have to tell you, I agree 100% on that one, Chris. Chris, let me ask you another question, and that is, have the progressives gone too far? I don't think they have yet, and the reason I say that is because the two segments of society that have the most to gain from this, unfortunately, are the well-heeled people who have a lot to gain from it. You know, and people would argue and they would say, ah, nah, look at the taxes. No, you know, it's not the well-heeled people. And I would have to say that, yes, they very definitely do. It all stems from the word globalism. You want to tell me that Bill Gates, Paul Allen, Jeff Bezos, and on and on and on don't care about globalism? Of course they do. I care about globalism, but I also care an awful lot about the United States of America. I'm amazed that the unions did not support Trump when Trump ran for election. And the reason I'm amazed is look at all the jobs that were lost. I mean, I'm a real supporter, for example, of Nike apparel, Nike shoes, etc., etc. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, Phil Knight, now that he's retired, and I believe he is retired, and his crew basically are globalists. They're having their products made for pennies on the dollar. They're realizing huge profits. And unfortunately, the people that are to blame or the people who are paying for this are the American laborers. I'm amazed at that. I'm amazed that the unions let that happen.
Well, the unions, some of them did, maybe some of them didn't. And this is where you really need to delve down, Al, into labels and things like that. True progressives are people I distinguish from the Democrat Party, and certainly
yes, I would agree.
So it's an oversimplification to call these people progressives. As far as the whole trade thing is concerned, look, there's so much hypocrisy to begin with. I have pointed out in past discussions I've had with Corey, articles I've written, discussions I've had with you, that to a very great extent, that the fact that we have this now out of control, somewhat unwieldy power, China, that wants to go its own way as a big global power, it's a country and an economy and a problem largely of the making of industrialists and bankers and corporate heads right here in the United States, who set up shop in China when it was convenient and easy and cheap to do so. Now China, in its own right, wants to take that power and a lot more and be its own new empire. And now you've got people in this country saying, uh-oh, this isn't part of the game plan, and they're trying to fight back and stop.
Let me ask you a real quick question before the break here, Chris. Honest to God, can you blame them?
No. And look, even President Trump has said that. He says, I don't blame China. I blame the people that allowed this to happen. And he's right.
I blame the people that have allowed it to happen 100% also. I do not blame the Chinese. I don't blame the Vietnamese. I don't blame any of these guys. The fact of the matter is I blame the people who let it happen. Stick around. Take a real quick commercial break here. Going to be right back with Mr. T wrapping up KER Politics.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Before we begin with Chris, I want to say, with his permission, I have decided I'm going to try and start posting, not try, but start posting some of his editorials in his newsletter on our website. This stuff is more than just a little good. It's great. It's genius. Chris has been doing this longer than I have. You didn't know that, did you? Yes, Chris has been doing this longer than I have. Chris has been involved in conservative politics for an awful long time. He knows what he's talking about. You're going to see many of his upcoming editorials with his permission on our site. Is that okay with you, Chris?
Absolutely.
You tell me the ones you want me to put up and consider it to be done. Okay, we were talking about the people who let this happen, and what's this? Well, the people who let the trade get in so one-sided with Mexico, for example, China, Vietnam, and the rest of it. And I've got to tell you a funny story. I'm having a little trouble dressing right now, in the sense that I'm pretty sick and my mobility is not what it used to be. But I want to say, I've got a very expensive golf shirt on right now, made by Adidas. I took it off last night because it was so darn hot here. Guess where the Adidas golf shirt was made? It was made in Vietnam. It's a great shirt, made in Vietnam. So is that the part of, you know, these poor Vietnamese people who are working for basically no money? No, it's a part of the money grubbers. And that's, you know, they are, to a very large extent, they have a lot to blame in this. Talk about that just a little bit, Chris.
Well, look, the world has revolved for a very, very long time around money and profits, and most specifically the U.S. dollar. And this country has wielded that sometimes benevolently, sometimes malevolently. But bottom line is that the decision was made a long time ago that national borders do not matter when it comes to money. And the reason why we have had the loss of jobs and the loss of a lot of our sovereignty and our own ability to produce things and make things in our own border has been because of our monetary system, because the playing field was tilted so much so that any manufacturer, for example, just to use that one example, in America, was crazy if they didn't outsource their production to a country where you had little or no environmental and labor standards. You could employ 13-year-old kids for 15 hours a day and feed them bread and rice and water and get away with it. You know, it's been a change in economics. It's been a change in our culture and in our values. This has accumulated over a very, very long period of time. And it's not going to be fixed overnight either. So when President Trump is trying, the first president in my lifetime, to actually do something to right these wrongs, half the time he doesn't understand why. Two-thirds of the time he doesn't understand what got us here altogether. But at least, unlike his predecessors, he really wants to do something to attack the problem and in the process make trade freer, actually, than it has been under past presidents who claim to be free traders. But you cannot have a situation where France, for example, subsidizes the majority of its exports, and now you've got the president saying that I want to get to a place where neither the EU nor the U.S. have tariffs, and where you also cannot subsidize your domestic production. If we're going to play on an even playing field, let's really do it. And people are frozen. What where did this come from? So the truth is that in the past, for all of those people pushing these trade deals and free trade, they have not been that. What they have been is our giant welfare programs for the same big corporations that were already making money because of globalization, and now we're just making that much more. This is the order of things on this planet that, you know what, a lot of progressives and leftists have railed against, a lot of paleo conservatives, traditional conservatives like me, have railed against for years. And now the majority of these people are attacking this guy for trying to solve a problem they've been bitching about for decades.
Doesn't seem right, does it, Chris?
Well, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah.
And as you and I have talked about, Donald Trump is not the best salesman for this, unfortunately, when it comes to the Russia thing. You know, every time he gets overly defensive, and instead of saying, all right, well, yeah, Russia, yeah, they spent $100,000 buying Facebook ads and putting stuff out there that made Hillary look like she flies a broom. Did that change the outcome of the election? No. Okay, but instead of stopping at that and saying, okay, President Putin offered that we're going to work on this together, he'll let Mueller come over to Russia, stroke of genius. And bluff calling on Putin's part, by the way. I'll let Mueller come over, and we'll find these 12 supposed intelligence agents that he indicted right before the Helsinki visit. You can question them, but I get to question your people. Of course, Mueller will never allow that, because then the whole thing is uncovered for the lie that it's been since day one. But the president, unfortunately, conflates things, and he gets, well, there wasn't any collusion. Nobody said there was collusion. So he's got a thick skin, but sometimes people get under it. And he'll defend himself personally too much or to excess and repeat himself. That's half the reason why he sometimes flip-flops on these things instead of staying consistent. You know, it makes me cringe once in a while. But here again, just like on the trade thing, we have a man who, even though I don't agree with every part of it, I don't agree with him browbeating NATO to spend more money on defense, because that just enriches the war parties. I want everybody to spend down, including the U.S. And if we really want to make friends with Russia, why is he over there browbeating NATO to spend more money to arm against Russia? It's stupid. It makes no sense. But in his ham-fisted way and half the time ignorant way, at least here as well, he's trying as best as his limited intellect allows to fight for peace, which is not what the Hildebeest was going to do. It's not what the deep state wants. They want a war. If they can't get it with Russia, they want to see what other Middle East countries they can destabilize next.
Chris, I want to wrap this up here. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Actually, I think it's a little over 3 minutes. I want you to define the deep state, if you would, and then I'll try to do the same thing. But I'm really looking to hear what you have to say.
We don't nearly have enough time for that, but let me explain it, Al, by a great graphic that I saw recently. It was a two-captioned political graphic that shows Wolf Blitzer saying, and I'm paraphrasing, "You mean to tell me, Mr. President, that you will not trust the word of U.S. intelligence services?" And this caption underneath, "No, Wolf, I don't." But it wasn't Donald Trump. The president was John F. Kennedy. because he knew that he was being lied to about Vietnam. He knew he was being lied to about a great deal of things. He didn't make any bones about it. And between the Atchisons and some of the other people in the CIA, of all of the different theories that are out there about why he got killed, the most plausible one is that it was the intelligence services that had him killed. And this president screws it for the same thing if he doesn't watch it. So you've got people that are trying to justify the expenditure of $1 trillion every year for defense and spying and subterfuge. And Donald Trump is a stone in their shoe. He wants to upend this stuff. Again, half the time he blabbers on, doesn't even understand what he's saying half the time, but at least his gut instinct reaction is that this is wrong. It's a waste of money. We shouldn't be conquering half the world. We shouldn't be enemies with Russia. We need to put China back in a box. And if it was anybody other than Donald Trump doing this, they wouldn't get the opposition that he is. Some of it he invites himself, and some of it, again, is this, as I've called it and many others have called it, Trump derangement syndrome, where people are making babbling fools out of themselves, just flailing away back at this guy, and again, oftentimes for doing the things that they've been asking for years.
You know, the one comment that I would make is I would define the deep state as being that complacent segment of governmental society that really is very opportunistic. They really don't care about much of anything other than themselves. Are they warmongers? Yeah, sure they are, because they're making money. I don't think it includes anybody in particular. I think it includes the people who I mentioned, which is very simply those people who are complacent and who are opportunists in the government. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Big Al and Chris Temple. Who knows? Chris and I may be writing a book together someday. Mr. T, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.